simple choices. Do you want that one or that one? And with relative ease, they choose one or the other. You take them to Baskin-Robbins, 21 flavors or whatever it is today, mm-hmm. and you say, what do you want? There is more to choose from. Sometimes it takes longer to sort through the details of the experience in order to come to your conclusions. The thing that we really want you to hear is that once you've come to a once you know what you don't want, which causes you to know what you do want, then turn your undivided attention to what you do want and think and speak about those things. That's what our friend earlier brought us round to. Mm-hmm. Helpful?
Yes, and speaking of that, when you are thinking and feeling, do you have to expand those feelings to... Because I'm having trouble in my meditative state merging my vibrational escrow with my feelings. And I feel like, you know, if I want to expand my appreciation towards what's in my vibrational escrow, I know I'm putting too much thought into it, but I'm just wondering, if is in the physical realm, is it just as easy as just focusing my attention on it and feeling appreciation for it?
It is just that easy. It is just that easy. But here's what's going on. You see, because of law of attraction, whatever you give your attention to expands. So now let's talk about this. We're going to talk about this in a new way because we've introduced to you here, and many of you took hold of it easily, we've introduced to you here something that is so important. More and more people are talking about law of attraction. Mm-hmm. But they're talking about it in terms of, if I give my attention to car accidents, I will have car accidents. If I give my attention to cancer, I will have cancer. If I give my attention to abundance, abundance will come. And while all of that is true, in other words, you get what you think about, we are wanting you to remember that there is this other factor that so many people are leaving out of this equation, which is the source energy part of you factor, the dominant part of you. And as we have amplified here today, law of attraction is responding to all aspects of you. In other words, whatever you got going on, law of attraction is responding to. So what you've got going on is this source energy part of you that law of attraction is responding to, which is what's responsible for this fast-moving current. And then you've got the what I'm thinking about this red-hot minute in my physical human mind aspect going on, which could be something that is upstream or something that is downstream, mm-hmm. something that's in alignment with who you really are or something that's out of alignment with who you really are. So when you consider that law of attraction is responding to the vibrations that you are offering, and you begin to deliberately, because you care about how you feel, choose thoughts that feel better and better and better, what happens is you cause a centering of yourself. You cause a coming together of yourself. You cause an offering of one signal rather than an offering of scattered signals. And in the offering of one signal, you feel better, you're more powerful, you have greater clarity, everything begins rolling along so much more efficiently for you. It isn't just that law of attraction is responding to your thoughts, it's that law of attraction is responding to all aspects of your thoughts. So that's why if you feel scattered, it's because you've got a whole bunch of contradictory energies activated within yourself at once. Mm-hmm. And alignment that you're reaching for really is choosing the best feeling thoughts until you, by law of attraction, bring yourself into alignment. Are you getting a sense of that? Can you feel how... Let's talk about that feeling of... You talk about alignment. You talk about... See if we can find some of your human terms for that. Letting go and letting God. You talk about being the center of the universe. Mm-hmm. You talk about being the extension of source energy that you are. You talk about being God in human form. In other words, man uses lots of descriptive terms in an effort to talk about this, but we want you to realize that law of attraction is responding to the larger part of you. And if you feel scattered, it's because you're using your own mind to activate another part of you. And now you've got law of attraction talking to, or responding to both aspects of that, which is that sensation of being pulled apart.
Okay.
Now bring us back around to where you were headed with
okay,
all this.
Okay, well, that's exactly it. And now I'm at the point where I want to merge this side into source, and I want to have my focus be directly towards my vibrational escrow, and I want that energy to expand.
But the thing that we want you to hear is that you've done all of the